I mean, think about it. You wouldn't wait until, like, 300 shirts are completely misaligned and totally ruined to fix a bad setup on your screen printing press.
Oh, definitely not. You'd catch it on the first test print.
Right. So why on earth would you wait for a serious injury to fix a hazard in the shop?
You shouldn't. It's the exact same logic. We often treat safety as, I don't know, this dusty rule book on a shelf. But really, safety is just quality control for your people.
And that is exactly our mission today. Welcome to today's deep dive. We are jumping into the blueprint for a safe and productive print shop, and we're figuring out how to actually master print shop safety without grinding your production to a complete halt.
Yeah, what's fascinating here is that when you view safety as production quality control, everything shifts. Those generic checklists you just download from the internet, they fail because they don't look at your specific workflows.
Okay, let's unpack this because I have to push back just a little bit.
Go for it.
Well, say I've got a direct-to-film operator dealing with airborne adhesive powder all day. Why isn't the solution just throwing a solid respirator on them and, you know, calling it a day? Isn't PPE enough?
No, actually. PPE is strictly your last line of defense, like the absolute last. If your DTF operator is relying entirely on a respirator, your system is already failing them.
Wait, really? How so? Because the mask keeps the powder out of their lungs, right?
Right, but the mask doesn't stop the powder from covering the floor, or the surrounding equipment, or drifting into the rest of the shop where people aren't wearing masks.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly. For DTF powder exposure, you have to fix the airflow and the cleanup procedures first. The respirator is only there as a backup, just in case those primary air handling systems fail.
So you're fixing the environment, not just shielding the worker.
Precisely. You want to prevent the hazard from existing at all.
Which brings up a great point about the little things on the floor. Like, say an employee slips on some spilled emulsion near the reclaim area, but they catch themselves. No one actually gets hurt.
Yeah, the classic near miss.
Right. Usually we just say, whoops, glad you're okay, and then everyone just moves on.
And that is a huge missed opportunity. A near miss is essentially free information. It's the system flashing a bright red warning light saying, hey, fix this slick floor before someone actually breaks an ankle.
Free information. I like that.
It is. But you only get that data if your employees feel empowered to speak up. If they hide the slip because they're afraid of getting yelled at for slowing down the line,
yeah,
you lose that warning.
Right. So you absolutely need a culture where speaking up is the default. But let's look at the physical shop environment itself. The blueprint makes this great analogy. A clean production floor is exactly like a clean art file.
Oh, that's such a good comparison.
Right. If you leave a bunch of stray pixels and unorganized layers in a design file, it causes a massive headache later. A cluttered shop floor does the exact same thing to your physical safety.
Because chaos breeds hazards. When you have an environment where jobs are scattered across, you know, sticky notes and lost emails, people rush.
Wait, I'm a bit confused by the leap there. How does a disorganized digital quote or a lost email actually make someone trip and fall on the production floor?
Because it creates a constant state of fire drills.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Imagine a press operator suddenly finds out a job is due in an hour instead of tomorrow, all because a sticky note fell off a desk.
Panic sets in.
Exactly. Suddenly, they're sprinting across the shop to grab ink. They aren't checking if a chemical container is closed properly. They aren't looking to see if a pathway is clear of boxes.
So the digital chaos literally creates physical panic.
Yes. And panic leads to physical accidents. That is why workflow management software like Deca Network, for example, is actually a critical safety tool.
Because it centralizes all those orders and approvals.
Right. It removes the scrambling. Production gets visibility into what's coming so they can pace themselves and operate carefully. You are replacing panic with structure.
So you start treating safety metrics like tracking missing chemical labels or reported hazards the exact same way you track turnaround times.
Yes, exactly like your profit margins. You track the data to optimize the whole machine.
So what does this all mean for you listening today? Treating safety as an integrated part of your daily rhythm doesn't slow you down. It removes friction. It makes your business way more consistent and ultimately prepared to actually grow.
I'll leave you with a final thought to ponder on your own. If safety incidents are really just physical symptoms of underlying workflow chaos, could your shop's next massive efficiency breakthrough actually be hiding inside your safety hazard reports?
That is a fascinating question to end on. Next time you check your press registration, look around the floor and ask yourself what else needs aligning.